This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm sorry, I just get the biggest goosebumps. The Foxborough frenzy I go into every time I hear Gil Santos and Gino Cappelletti's voices with a great Patriots highlight from the Ted Johnson era, as we like to refer to it around here on WEEI Afternoons. Do you ever have any interaction with them?
Love those guys. I played golf with Gino quite a bit.
I heard he was like such a gentleman, cool, and also might have been the best smelling human of all time.
He was an old school kind of gentleman, right. The way he would interact with you. I always kind of appreciate a guy that dresses nice. And
he
takes care of himself. You always wanted to present well.
Sartorially presented.
Sharp
guy.
Yeah. So, and Gil was great, too. I didn't have as much face time with him as much as I did with Gino, because I played more golf with Gino. But two outstanding human beings, man. The great guys.
Yep. And they got to preside over so many incredible developmental years, almost years, and then ultimately winning years. Winning years that have seen so many legends of recent Foxborough success make their way into the hall at Patriot Place. And a lot of other teams are still trying to figure out if they have enough people to warrant their own personal team Hall of Fame. The New England Patriots now have the ultimate first world football problem, Ted Johnson. They have too many guys whose resumes, accomplishments, and achievements dictate that they should be members of this team's Hall of Fame. Bill Parcells is getting in this year as a special contributor. Finally, again, I know this is a polarizing topic for a lot of people. I'm not sorry to say. I thoroughly believe Bill Parcells belongs in there, and I'm glad he's going to get to go in there.
No doubt.
And be acknowledged for helping begin the process of turning things around and raising the Patriots out of the darkness to ultimately what became the dynasty, Ted. So that was a brilliant move by the organization, and I'm glad to have heard that from Robert Kraft. And then this year, your three nominees is voted on by the fans. The finalists, Logan Mankins, but guard, and also played some tackle and played tackle on a ACL, which is even more impressive. Julian Edelman, who his dad once described to me as, hey, Fitz, listen, Wes Welker was a great receiver, but Jules is a great football player. Wes Welker, great receiver.
I don't know about that.
Julian Edelman, football player.
Okay. I'm not sure I agree with that.
Okay.
But okay.
We'll get into that one in a second.
And of course, I'd like to hear his rationale for that one.
Well, it was coming from an objective source, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I actually got a call on a Saturday because I talked about Welker being a better receiver than Edelman during the week. Someone said something to someone who said something to someone, and my phone rang on a Saturday. I was at my little Cape Cod shack, and I picked it up. I was like, hello? Fitz, Frank Edelman here. I was like,
wow.
Hey, Frank.
That is weird.
Please,
man.
Don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had a chance to socialize with them on a few occasions, okay, doing some of the work for the Patriots that I've done, Ted. And
Welker's numbers are insane. So
Wes, I mean, he's the slot machine. He's the original, like, he made the position what it is, kind of changing not only just the way the Patriots called plays, but the way a lot of offense was played in the NFL. But
Doesn't really surprise me. I mean, Julian, I could see that coming from his dad. If you know Julian a little bit, yeah.
And if you watch, what was the name of the documentary about him? 100%
overcoming an ACL tear.
Yeah,
like something no one's ever done.
100% AC, 100% Edelman, or Edelman unfiltered, Edelman unplugged. You know the stories.
Yeah, coming back from an ACL tear. It's no one ever does that.
Speaking of which. Did you see the video of Steph Diggs running like his hair was on fire 5.5 months after getting his ACL repaired?
I did not.
Video on his Instagram yesterday.
Did he make cuts or was he just running a straight line?
Hard.
Okay.
Hard cuts.
If he's making cuts, that's hard. More encouraging.
Running 10 yards up, in cut left, then out, then cutting out to the right and catching passes. Like, you would never guess there was an injury, let alone the anterior cruciate ligament.
That's good news. That's really
good
news.
Torn in half. Yeah, like he looks tremendous. And then, of course, the other finalist, Adam Vinatieri, who I think most of us were, I'll speak for myself. I forget exactly where I was when the NFL honors were being broadcast and they announced all of the members of this year's class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Ted. I was stunned when Vinatieri did not get in as a first ballot member.
BS.
What other special teams contributor, let alone kicker, deserves to be in there? What other player made more significant contributions to the NFL over the last 20 years in the clutch? Like, you heard Tommy Kern just waxing poetic about him. Played 22 years. And as
you
said,
24 years.
24 years, excuse me. My God, I can't believe I undersold him by 2 years. A career with the Colts and the Patriots, each of which was Hall of Fame worthy, won a Super Bowl with both teams. I mean, it's got to be Vinatieri for the red jacket this year. He gets my nod.
Well, it's a fan vote, right? It comes down to a fan vote. So I'm sure that most fans around here, I could be wrong, but I'm guessing that he gets in. I think he didn't get into the NFL Hall of Fame this year. He'll get in next year. I can't imagine him not. But 29 game winning kicks Adam had, obviously hugely memorable ones for this franchise. Super Bowl 36 game winner, Super Bowl 38. Theoretically, a game winner. With all due respect to Julian Edelman's dad, now that's a football player. That's not, you know, it happens to be a kicker. That being Adam Vinatieri. The guy played quarterback and linebacker in high school as well as a kicker. He's got a football mentality, and that's why we all loved him. I mean, he was just mentally tough as nails. That was the guy that you wanted out there. And when the game was on the line, because he just never got rattled by the moment. And his kicks were so memorable, obviously. And there's so much on the line on so many of those kicks that he put through the upright. So it's not even, to me, a question who deserves to get in this year. To me, it should be Adam Vinatieri. And I think it should be Adam Vinatieri when you consider the other person going in, that being Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells believed in Adam Vinatieri in 1996. He was playing for the Admirals, the European League, Amsterdam Admirals, I believe. And after that season ended, he basically came to training camp with us, and it was a competition between him and Matt Barr, who Parcells loved Matt Barr, but he went with the rookie in Adam Vinatieri, and it paid off, and so. It's no question to me that it should be, at least this year, Adam Vinatieri should go in.
Oh, he deserved to be in Canton. He will be in Canton.
He will be.
Soon, I hope they write that wrong next February as well. But as far as going into the Hall of Fame, the Patriots Hall of Fame.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So to go up against somebody like Julian Edelman, who won 3 Super Bowls, played every position they asked him to, worked his way up from reserve punt returner, surpassing Wes Welker, ultimately becoming the slot machine on this team, being a punt returner, playing safety when they needed him to in 2011 when the secondary was absolutely decimated and Sterling Moore was your best cornerback. These are the things that football guys do. He also was a Super Bowl MVP as well. So, and the catch in Super Bowl 51, truly, I think, the best catch ever made. I think the most clutch catch, biggest catch on a big stage. And yes, obviously I'm biased, so anyone who wants to say Tyree, you can just tuck those words right back in your word hole because I don't want to hear them. Logan Mankins not only deserves to be in a Patriots Hall of Fame, tremendous football player, as good as you could play the position, and that's a position that somebody like the greatest guard of all time, John Hanna, locked down, and he played in that same spot, walked those very same footprints, Ted, and did a damn good job drawing some awesome comparisons. I would say Mankins up there with Welker and Moss, sadly, some of the greatest Patriots to ever play for the team and not win a Super Bowl
in the contemporary
era as well.
When was he drafted? He was drafted in 2005, so I retired in 2005, so I didn't get a chance to play with him.
Never crossed paths, right?
No, but I mean, when you look at his resume, I mean, my gosh, I mean, I always just go, I go to all pros. Please give me a break with the Pro Bowls. It doesn't matter. 5 times he was second team all pro. 1 time he was a first team all pro. So that's 6 times on the all pro list, which is, you know, insane. So it's a Hall of Fame career, let alone a Patriots Hall of Fame career. So it's a matter of time before he gets in. So all 3 candidates are getting in. But I think it would be appropriate to put Adam in. Hopefully the fans see it the same way when you consider Bill Parcells is also going in. I just think there's symmetry there and synergy there that it would make it appropriate for him to go in. But if he doesn't go in this year, it'll be you know, soon. So all 3 candidates, all worthy, all will go in. You feel bad for was it 2012? When was Logan Mankins being traded to?
He was traded in 2014 for
2014.
Remember, the tight end, not Tim
to Tampa
Brown.
Bay, right?
Yeah, and,
who was the head coach? His buddy from Rutgers was at the Tampa Bay.
Shiano.
Yeah, and so that's they did a deal with him, but and I believe Mankins.
Tim Wright. That's who they traded.
Tim Wright, right?
Who has a Super Bowl ring and Logan Mankins doesn't? That doesn't seem right.
So. And the reason was they couldn't come to an agreement on the contract, correct?
Yeah, so he argued with the Krafts and Bill Belichick and called them liars, I think, even believing and was willing to hold out and then ultimately got paid what he wanted or what he believed he was worth.
But in Tampa Bay?
At first in New England as well.
Didn't he hold out like the first 10 games of that season that he held out?
I think in 2010, yeah, he only played 9 games.
Okay, so he played 2 more years after that contract dispute.
Yep, he played in 3 more years in New England, 11, 12, and 13, then was traded. Might have wanted a new deal. Also, he may be one of the first cases or one of the most prime examples, if you will, of Belichick trying to play the get out a year early as opposed to a year late game. you know, traded Richard Seymour in 2009 when he thought he could get more value, gets a first-round pick for him. Obviously, Big Say still had a couple of really good years left in him as well. Did the same with Mankins, sending him down to Tampa. I remember talking to him at one of the Patriots draft parties, and I asked him, I was like, hey, you know, before Tom did it, you're like the first guy that found out what it's like to play in Tampa as a Patriot. And how was it? And he's like, oh, it sucked. He was still so bummed. He said that trade was heartbreaking.
Well, they didn't win down there.
No, they lost a ton.
When you're used to winning, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to go someplace that has a losing culture like that.
And the Pats won a Super Bowl that next year.
Yeah.
That had to have stung.
That hurts. But I believe I've heard Dante Scarnecchia, the great offensive line coach, say that I think he's basically said that Logan Mangans was the most talented player he's ever coached on the line.
Yeah.
Which is saying a lot.
Those
words carry a lot of weight for me. So we're not debating whether these guys should be in. It's just the pecking order. All three are very deserving. All three will go in. But you know, for me, it's Adam Vinatieri, 24 years. Good gosh. How about that 401k damn ball, huh? Jeez, my gosh, that's going to be a nice check that he's going to get. But
that's a pretty nice pension he's going to be cashing.
Love is that I played with a kicker that I think was wired differently than most kickers. I do. I just think Adam was truly a football player that just happened to be a kicker. He was that tough, that strong-willed.
That's what Parcells said about him, right?
Mentally just, has what it takes to just play any position. You know, just God gave him the body to be a kicker and not a middle linebacker. But he has the mentality of a middle linebacker, which I absolutely love about the guy.
All right, so we'll go around the room and then we'll trend. So I know Andy voted for Vinatieri to go in of the three. You go Vinatieri.
Oh, yeah.
I go Vinatieri. Stiz?
I love Vinatieri and I get it, but I'm an Edelman guy, so I'm going to go Edelman.
All right, and I'm sure I'll be getting a phone call from Frank any minute now. And Dan?
It's completely a fan vote. 100% a fan vote, or is there
at this point? Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Then I think I would go Edelman as well. As much as
he's gonna get in.
Yeah,
it'll be
in
his time. Vinatieri, guys.
But what do you think the fans will vote?
Kick in 2000. Ted was there. He can tell you how cold it was. Patton and Wiggy making catches, and J.R. Redmond, Brady spiking the ball and
I'm
falling down the tuck roll.
Yeah, but who do you
recency
think the fans
bias
will vote for?
Is it recency bias? It's a hell of a thing.
They're gonna appreciate. They're gonna give. They're probably mad Vinatieri didn't get into Canton. They're going to elect him and thank him for what he did now that he's been far enough removed from those ugly Colt blue uniforms. And they're going to put Vinatieri in.
I think they put Vinatieri
as a big
in.
Thank you for everything that he – yeah, the kick against the Titans in January 2004. It was zero – like, real field was like negative 20, and he hit a 41-yarder.
Go on and on. We go on and on.
I know. We'll be here all day. And then we'll get yelled at by Kent. He'll come through the door for a different reason. 617-779-7937 to weigh in on the text line or give us a shout. Who would you like to see in the Patriots Hall of Fame? Do you believe Adam Vinatieri gets in first, or are you Bubs or Mankins? One thing I know is if you add the Mankins mustache to the heart of Edelman with the clutch of Vinatieri, you get trending sports news with Dan Ball.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.